This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Spank you very much.
First time I read Emma Goldman wasn't in a book. I was 16, hiking near the Nevada border. The quote was painted on a wall in red. When I saw those words, it was like someone ripped them from the inside of my head.
Anarchism stands for liberation of the human mind from the dominion of religion. Liberation of the human body from the dominion of property. Liberation from shackles and the restraint of government. It stands for social order, based on the free grouping of individuals.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine. A show that's definitely not safe to watch at work.
The person who wrote that is dangerous. And this button-down Oxford cloth psycho might just snap and then stalk from office to office with an Armalite AR-10 carbine gas-powered semi-automatic weapon.
I am your host, the Stimulator. And you know, I think more and more people are fucking getting it. The popo has got to go. A few weeks ago, LA Pigs murdered Manuel Jimenez, a 37-year-old day laborer from Guatemala and a father of three. The pinche policías claimed that Jimenez was drunk and wielding a knife, but witnesses countered that he had no knife and that the popo made that shit up. Peeps who were sick and tired of the motherfucking LAPD rioted for two consecutive days, set a bunch of shit on fire, and threw everything from TVs to bricks at the protectors of the state.
Probably no surprise here, but there were some people hurt last night, including one of our colleagues, a reporter for Univision 34. He was hit in the neck by something that was fired by, get this, a slingshot.
Slingshots and other objects were also used to attack the media in Chile during the yearly protest to commemorate the 1973 US-led coup against Salvador Allende. But more on that after the break. These climate activists in the UK used a three-person slingshot to hurl molasses at the headquarters of the Royal Bank of Scotland, who, like most banks, fund all kinds of stupid shit like mines and oil exploration. And speaking of stupid shit, terrorism hysteria has hit new lows, as this video demonstrates. Pigs in Orlando, Florida blew up this toy pony because they thought it was a bomb.
We have ridden on their backs, we have bought them for our daughters, but now we must reassert mankind's authority and strike down these little ponies.
Now, how about some good news? Natasha Verko and Noah Weiss of the Copenhagen Climate Collective were found not guilty of all charges related to the protests during the COP15 climate clusterfuck in Denmark.
When deciding to demonstrate against the COP15 in December, we both wanted to shed light on the crisis of climate change and challenge the elite's assertions that only they could solve the climate crisis. We believe that only people acting together, not corporations or governments, can effectively challenge the systems which have brought about the climate crisis.
Remember the Russians who firebombed a government building because the douche canoes wanted to build a highway through some ancient woods? Well, it looks like their actions were not in vain. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev suspended the construction of the highway due to the pressure activists were putting on the government.
A government decision and a court ruling permitted the construction of the road. But given the number of concerns expressed by so many people, including experts, opposition members, and the ruling party, this case needs double-checking.
And in super great fucking news, the federal fucking government overturned the conviction of Brianna Waters. Brianna was accused of torching the Center for Urban Horticulture at the University of Washington in 2001. The court found that the judge fucked up more than a few times, and Waters will get a new trial. And last but not least, some sad fucking news. Quatzinas, a personal hero of mine and a friend, passed away. Quatzinas led a campaign against illegal logging of the Nuuk territories in central BC that took him all over the world. His exploits are the stuff of legend, and Quatzinas was an active defender of the land until the very fucking end.
So that's why we keep on, you know, fighting back. There's nobody else that's going to do it for us. You can't hire a SWAT team or something like that, you know. We have to do it ourselves. We just have to keep educating our people and recruiting people that are going to believe in the resistance.
Bismillah, so I don't rely on an image or man-made divisions for land, slave, prison, Alhamdulillah. Excuse me if I use it loosely, forget to bow down and pray, how proud are they? Hope you hear the whispers, then ask which stance should I sway, betray my whispers? Alhamdulillah, forever hope this lasts and we lift class. Without a ball and a chain, a slave falling a claim. Bismillah, we're forever holding a peace. Wicked streets, crippled little queens, rippling through the Middle East. Alhamdulillah, may God bless the dead and gone. Forever strong, a better song, breaking bitter bonds. Alhamdulillah, for this world and this spot, to this song. With these words for hip hop, say Alhamdulillah. Stay humble and rhymes for eyes, hate your hunger. It's like a jungle sometimes that makes you wonder.
While Americans were distracted with the Fox News created story of the Ground Zero Mosque and the monkey fucking Quran burning redneck ministers, the motherfucking resistance down in Chile were fighting the pigs to commemorate the coup that put that pinche piece of shit Pinochet in power. But the resistance has also been facing a wave of police state repression. Some of those caught up by the Pino pigs are Mapuches, the original inhabitants of parts of what we now know as Argentina and Chile. To find out more about the situation down south, I spoke with Sebastian and Ossie, two anonymous reporters who are down in Chile holding it down for the motherfucking resistance. Hey y'all, how the fuck are you?
Doing good?
Good.
News of the Mapuche resistance have been reaching North America lately, but their struggle goes way back. Can you give us a bit of their history?
Their resistance goes way back to wars fought against the Inca Empire located in what's now Peru. They've always fought for their freedom. When the Spanish conquistadors arrived, of course, that fight intensified due to the genocidal nature of the European conquest of the Americas. And in fact, the Mapuche were never conquered by the European colonial powers. They fought for 300 years against the Spanish, and the Mapuche lands became known as the Spanish graveyard. The Mapuche weren't conquered until they were attacked by the Chilean state in the 1880s and absorbed primarily into the Chilean state and also into the state of Argentina. But their resistance has never ended. They continue to resist today against the international forestry companies that do logging on their land, and against the big landlords, and against the militarization of the Chilean state. The Mapuche territories are similar to, say, Chiapas or Oaxaca in Mexico, in that lots of the different communities that are in resistance, the communities that have reasserted their autonomy, have military crawling all over them, have military bases set up nearby, and they're subjected to torture and assassination and arrests under the anti-terrorist law and a high level of violence.
There are 34 Mapuche political prisoners on hunger strike, some of them since July. What the fuck are their demands?
Their demands are an end to the anti-terrorist law and its application against Mapuche activists and warriors, an end to the double jeopardy by which they can be tried in both civil and military court for their struggles, freedom for all Mapuche political prisoners, and a demilitarization of the Mapuche territory.
As I mentioned earlier, September the 11th is the anniversary of the U.S.-backed coup against the democratically elected leader Salvador Allende. What happened in this year's anniversary?
This year, there was a march that began in the city center, and every year they march to the cemetery in commemoration of political prisoners and others disappeared and killed under the Pinochet regime. And it usually culminates in riots and street fighting with the police. This year, one of the main targets in the march were media.
Also on the night of September 11th, it's traditional for people in the neighborhoods and outskirts of Santiago and other cities to take to the streets of their neighborhood to set up barricades and to fight with police. And it's important to remember that these poorer neighborhoods, these ghettos, were the primary recipients of repression under the Pinochet regime, and today under democracy they continue to be the primary targets of repression. And this September 11th was no different. That people in dozens of neighborhoods in the outskirts of Santiago took to the streets, they fought with police, they built barricades, they reclaimed their neighborhoods and kept the resistance alive. And even though the media tried to minimize the extent of the rioting that night to try to promote this illusion of social peace, it was in fact in many neighborhoods a night of heavy rioting. And in fact, throughout Chile, over 250 people were arrested that night.
And why the fuck was the media targeted?
The media has been a huge part of creating hysteria and disinformation around the 14 anarchists arrested on the 14th of August. There's cases that are coming up under the anti-terrorist laws, and the media has been a huge part of the frame-up. Based on more objective standards of evidence, these cases would have no bearing. But because of the hysteria the media has whipped up against anarchists and also Mapuche resistors, they have become a target because they are complicit with the state in creating repression.
Can you give me the skinny on the wave of arrests of anarchists?
On August 14th, there were raids of a number of houses and several social centers throughout Santiago, the capital, and also the city of Valparaíso in Chile. And prior to that, the media and the police had sort of declared the radical anarchists in the country as public enemy number one. Now, there had been a string of bombings targeting government institutions and symbols of state power in which no one was ever injured, just some windows shattered. But then the police went from there, particularly Prosecutor Peña, who has his eye on the Attorney General office. And he is trying to make a career for himself by carrying out this witch hunt against the anarchists. And basically the police raids targeted known anarchists and anti-authoritarians, and they targeted the radical anarchist social center. So people who were active, who had a public face, and were organizing events or running libraries and running anarchist social centers are the ones who have been framed up as constituting this terrorist organization.
Could these arrests have anything to do with the bicentennial celebrations?
The president and the media are trying to create this new fiction under the democracy that people need to leave behind any critique or any issues they have kind of residual from the Pinochet era. And the narrative that a lot of the Mapuche and anarchist folks in resistance bring up of continued repression under social democracy is not the kind of public image that the Chilean state really wants right now.
The President Piñera of the political party that, when it was first created, gave support to the dictator Pinochet, has declared that this is a time for the final unification of Chile and a time for the resolution of all of those conflicts of the past, as he described them.
I heard that there's an international day of solidarity with Chilean political prisoners on September the 24th. What's the fucking deal?
Anarchists around the world are calling for a day of solidarity, a day of actions in solidarity with the arrested anarchists in Chile and against the ongoing repression in Chile. And those actions can take whatever form people want, whether those are more communicative actions or holding protests or bringing pressure to bear against the Chilean state and Chilean interests or companies that invest in Chile, or simply acts that send a message of love and support to those who are locked up right now awaiting trial.
Thanks, y'all. And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine. Super duper buckets of sloppy wet love to the slaves who kicked down ducats to make this shit happen.
Sam, James, Dan, Lloyd, Martin, Thomas, Stephen, Joshua, Samantha, Samuel, Courtney, Scott, Riley, Jay, Will, Joel, Casey, Mark, Tina, Margaret, Nora, Landon, Sheila, Ryan, Daniel, Christopher, Arthur, Yasmina, and
Gilasio. To come in on this show, or for links to the motherfucking Chilean resistance, just visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv. Now, where did I put the pisco?
Remember, kids, you can podcast high-quality video of this show at submedia.tv.
We'll be right back.